hanging around a truck named Old Firebug. Old Firebug, that was the name we called that old beater of a truck we used to drive around our neighborhood. My brother and I took turns driving it down the road, tormenting our neighbors with it because it used to backfire into their yards as we opened it to full throttle. Of course, we had the greatest laugh about that. We were only allowed to take Old Firebug out for a spin during holidays, and you know what happens on holidays. Family gatherings and mischievous fun. We used to get the biggest kick out of hearing it pop, 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 pop as we passed Miss Molly's house. I swear, she had it out for us. She was probably most likely to call the cops to put a stop to our screeching by her yard. Yep, those were the good old days. Miss them already. Old Firebug has since rested in peace behind the barn. I am sure Henry is appreciative that we didn't scrap the thing, I commented to my friend. Who's Henry? He asked. Henry used to own Old Firebug. He lived down the road about a mile and a half. He drove past our house every Sunday on his way to the local store to grab a bite and to play a round of cards with one of his buddies. When Henry passed away unexpectedly, our father purchased Old Firebug from one of his family members who wanted to scrap it. The condition of it was a mess after his accident. But my dad restored it right back to its original look. I think Henry is thankful for that. You know, if I didn't know better, I think Henry still hangs around that truck from time to time. On really still days when I am behind the barn pulling weeds, I swear I can hear him whistling inside the cab. I would stop for a second, look up, and can just see him sitting there behind the wheel, happy, carefree, and on a mission to get his cup of coffee and play a round of cards with his buddies in town. I know he loved that old truck. Probably just my imagination, though. After all, why would he hang around? How did Henry die? My friend asked me. Well, here's a story that was told to me, I commented. It was in the fall of 1899, a nice day full of sunshine during the morning and pouring rain in the afternoon. A light breeze kicked up some as the storm rolled in. The leaves were rustling in the breeze. Most fell to the ground after the storm rolled in, and you could just see the reds, golds, and yellows all flitter to the ground. Henry needed to go to town to get a bag of feed for his hogs. While in town, he had his usual cup of coffee and played a round of cards with his buddies. When that storm rolled in, he decided he was going to try and get ahead of it. So he ventured back to his house in Old Firebug, but decided to take a shortcut. He decided to go down French Hill to save some time. French Hill was known for many accidents. The conditions of the road were dirt and, when wet, became slippery. I guess Henry thought that Old Firebug was trusty enough to make it down that hill. As Henry approached French Hill, he put on his brake to try and grab the dirt better. The problem with doing that was he started to slip and slide while being pulled into a deep ditch. He thought he was going to slide down the middle of the road, but noticed another truck coming up the hill, trying to gain speed. He had no choice but to avoid the truck and ended up in the ditch. Henry died from a broken neck inside Old Firebug. When they had his funeral, they parked his truck near the cemetery. It was all dented and mangled, but it was what Henry would have wanted. I know that sounds like a really sad story, but Henry loved that truck so much that he often commented that he'd go to his grave in it. Well, I guess his wish came true. His family couldn't bury him in Old Firebug, though some people do make requests to get buried in their vehicles or on their motorcycles. Let me show you his pride and joy. Now be real quiet as we go around the corner of the barn, because if he is back there in the truck, I don't want to scare him away.
Scare who away?
Henry? Follow me back here. Stop. Listen. Do you hear that? I said to my friend.
No,
he replies. What am I listening for? Listen harder, I said.
It was at this point that a bird flew out of the broken truck window. I would bet you heard a bird whistling. Cheese, he said. It wasn't him whistling. It was a bird, friend comments.
No, it was not a bird. It was Henry, I said. Let's go. Maybe Henry will come back around the corner and surprise us all.
Boo!
Friend mumbles and giggles. As we walked away, all I could hear was a faint whistling coming from inside the truck.
Carry on, Henry. Carry on.
Old Firebug.